So yesterday, with Holy Mother Church, we celebrated the great conversion of St. Paul. That moment in his life when he encountered the risen Lord on the road to Damascus, that life-changing encounter, which from that moment on was the deciding factor, the determining factor for everything he did for the rest of his life. And today, we celebrate two of the fruits of that life. These two men that St. Paul had brought into the work that he was called to do, Saints Timothy and Titus. When St. Paul was writing the letters, three of the letters that we have from the New Testament are addressed to these two men, two to Timothy and one to Titus. And so we can see just in that, the continuation of the work of Jesus. Jesus, as God, could have done salvation any way he wanted to, but he chose to bring men into his company and to share his life with them so that they then could go out and share life with their friends, and this ripple effect of evangelization. And so St. Paul continued that. And we can imagine that Timothy and Titus did as well. So yesterday we could have reflected on those moments of encounter. And today we can reflect on who was it that shared the faith with us? And with whom are we sharing the faith? How is that ripple of evangelization continuing in my life? We heard St. Paul tell Timothy, recognizing his genealogy of faith, that his grandmother and his mother were women of faith. Who is in our genealogy, whether it's biological or not? And do we take time to thank God? Because St. Paul said, I pray for you constantly. St. Paul's near the end of his life as he's writing this letter, in prison, in chains, still writing these letters of encouragement. You know, we're not meant to live this life as a disciple solitarily, isolated. We're meant to do so with a band of brothers, with a group of friends. It's necessary. And so as we reflect on the lives of these two great men, through whom the message of the gospel, the light of the gospel, has spread through countless generations. Let's pause today and thank God for those men and women who brought the faith to us. And we ask for their courage to continue to spread this message of life, this message of power, of love, and self-control, not of cowardice. And St. Paul was encouraging Timothy, first to stir into flame. Now we have to cooperate with this gift. And we have to put it into practice, put it into action. But he's reminding us, not a spirit of cowardice. The early church was under severe persecution. We can look at our current day today with the same lens of persecution from without the church and from within the church. We should not turn away in cowardice and fear, but live in the power and the love and the self-control that comes from the gospel. This is how we're going to change the world, by taking responsibility to stir into flame the faith that we've been given, and thanksgiving to those who've shared it with us, and in joyful anticipation of sharing it with others. This is the method of the Master, and it's the invitation each one of us has received. So we ask Timothy and Titus to pray for us, to give us that courage to go out and to continue to tell the world the marvelous deeds that God has done.